Good evening, everyone.
大家晚安。
I'm very happy to see everyone again.
我很高兴再与大家一起见面。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名开始正道。
The last time, in August, we also were together for the evangelical services and spiritual convocation.
在去年八月，我与大家也一起参加了灵恩布道会。
And one thing that changed, from last August to now in April is that I became a father.
从去年八月到今年四月呢，有一个变化呢，就是我成为一个父亲。
And so since I became a father, I've been thinking a lot about fatherhood and also our Heavenly Father too, our God.
既然我成为一个父亲，我就常常思索父亲的角色，我也常想到我们在天上的父。
Because the Bible often describes God as our Heavenly Father.
因为圣经常常描述神做我们天上的父。
And I think this is something that comes natural to probably many of the fathers here who are in the faith.
那这可能是我们在座很多父亲都有相同的感受。
And just as our physical fathers gave us life,
就像我们地上的父亲给我们生命。
Our Heavenly Father is the ultimate source of life.
我们天上的父亲是我们一切生命的源头。
And just as our physical fathers created us, our Heavenly Father is the ultimate source of all creation.
那我们地上的父亲生养了我们，我们天上的父亲是一切万物的创造者。
And so it's with this in mind that over the course of these next few evenings, I would like to share with you four topics concerning God as our merciful Father.
那在以后的四个晚上呢，我要与大家来分享，我们神就是我们的父亲，天父。
Right, so tonight we'll be speaking on our Heavenly Father.
今天我们上的主题是天上的父。
Tomorrow I'd like to speak on the Father's love.
明天我要来述说父亲的爱。
The next night we'll speak on the Father's gift.
然后在下一晚呢，我要谈父亲的恩典。
And then on Saturday we'll talk about the Father's home.
那最后一次呢，礼拜六呢，我们要谈天父的家。
I think for those of us who are here, most of us are Christians. For those who are visiting, perhaps we may come from different backgrounds.
那我们大众呢，大部分都是基督徒，那来参加的或许有不同的背景。
But I think even if we come from different religious backgrounds, we should be, given that we live here in America, we should be familiar with something called the Lord's Prayer.
那纵使我们有不同的宗教背景，但是生活在美国呢，我们可能对主祷文呢都有一些认识。
This is a prayer recorded in the Bible. It's very, very famous. You even sometimes hear it in movies and television.
那这是记载在圣经的主祷文呢，是大家非常熟悉的，甚至有时我们在电视或是电影中也看到。
And in this prayer, it starts off with the line, "Our Father, who is in heaven."
那在主祷文的第一句呢，就是说我们在天上的父。
So this evening, I'd like to introduce this Heavenly Father.
今天晚上我就要来介绍这位天上的父。
And one thing that I especially want to focus on tonight is that this Heavenly Father surely exists and takes care of us.
那这位我所要强调的是，这位天上的父确实的存在，他也照顾着我们。
Now, obviously, the debate over God's existence is something that has been argued for centuries.
那有关于神是否存在呢，在几世纪以来呢，都一直在争论着。
And so I do not expect that one evening sermon would convince people who may be atheist or agnostic.
那我不想说一个晚上呢，我们就能够跟这个无神论者来证明说神的存在。
Right. In the end, it does boil down to our faith and experience.
那最后呢，是在于我们的信心和我们自己的体验。
But at the very least, after tonight, I hope that I can make the case that the existence of this God, of this Heavenly Father, is something that's very reasonable.
那至少我希望在今晚呢，我们能够来证明说天父的存在
is something that's very reasonable.
那是非常的实际的。
Let's turn to a verse in the Bible.
我们来翻开圣经的一节。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
我们请翻开罗马书的第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
罗马书一章。
Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
罗马书一章的十八节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 18.
罗马书一章十八节。
Verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19.
19.
Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. Verse 20.
20.
For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Please read.
十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。十九，神的事情人所能知道的，也显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。二十，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
When you look at the demographics of America today, you can see that more and more people do not believe in God.
我们从美国的人口状态中，我们可以看出来呢，越来越多的人不相信神。
Especially when you look at this current generation. The great majority do not go to regular religious services.
那尤其是这一代呢，我们看到很多人他们啊没有说经常的到教会聚会。
And so you can see that American society is becoming more and more secular.
那我们看到美国的社会是越来越世俗化的。
But according to the Bible and according to the truth, actually God's existence is something that is clearly seen.
但是根据圣经呢，神的存在是很显明的。
Even though he's invisible, but his attributes are revealed to us.
虽然神看不见，但是神的神性呢，我们却可以感受到。
And so ultimately, according to what we read, no one can make an excuse saying that, oh, you are not clear enough for me to see.
所以没有人可以借口说神是不显明的，是看不见的。
So I'd like to talk about God's existence from two aspects.
所以我也想要来谈论神的存在呢，从两方面来讲。
That this heavenly Father can be seen first through His creation.
那首先呢，天上的父是可以被看见的，借着他所造的万物。
About 10 years ago, one summer I was traveling in Europe.
那十年前呢，我曾经到欧洲去旅游。
And I was in the country of Greece, and there's an island called Crete.
那我曾经到希腊的克里特岛。
And one of the tourist attractions there is a hike called the Samaria Gorge.
那边有一个峡谷呢，撒玛利亚峡谷呢是旅游胜地。
And basically, you would spend about a day to hike downhill about 10 miles.
那我们就花了一天的时间呢，就是从山上往下践行呢，差不多有10英里。
And when you get into about, if I remember correctly, about midway, there's a, of course, it's all valleys. And I remember there was a place that was a lot of these rocks.
那差不多一半的路途中呢，那是一个山谷呢，有好多的石头。
But then also in this particular area.There were all these little rock towers.
但是呢，在那个地方呢，我们也看到有一些石头堆造的啊，堆造的塔。
Each tower had about 8 to 15 rocks, just balanced on each other and stacked high.
那每一个塔呢，差不多有8到15块的石头，这样子一层一层的叠上去。
So imagine if you were walking into, you were hiking and you saw this in, this.Very natural scenery, but you suddenly see something like this.
所以你想想看，当你在践行的时候呢，那在这自然风景中，忽然见到这人造的东西。
I think the very natural conclusion is that human beings made these rock towers.
所以我们很自然的就会想说，这一定是人所建造的。
Right, because rocks do not naturally, by the natural elements form in that way. They don't. If anything happens, you know, they're gonna they'll fall over. The rocks will be very dispersed over the ground.
因为石头不可能说很自然的一层一层的叠上去，因为如果是自然的，应该是会散落在各地。
But human beings, I guess some hikers, they had some extra time. They spent some time sitting there and specifically putting these rocks over each other.
那可能是那些里人吧，或许他们就花了一些时间把这个石头这样子一块一块的叠上去。
I did not witness them being made, but that was a very natural conclusion, and I also believe that this is a very reasonable conclusion.
那我并没有看见他们建造，但是我相信就很自然地推想这是人所建的。
So you can see that such even such a simple structure brings us to the conclusion that it was designed.
那如果就是一个小小的这种一个构造呢，我们就相信说是人建造的。
That it was created by someone. There was a designer.
那一定是由某一个人设计的。
So I think the same conclusion can be had when we look at this vast universe.
那我们来看这伟大的宇宙，我们应该也可以得到相同类似的推论。
Right. From the vastness of all these galaxies to the intricacies of even atoms and subatomic particles.
那我们从这宇宙这个广泛的宇宙到这个原子。
Let's turn to Psalm 19.
我们来看诗篇的十九篇。Psalm
19.
诗篇十九篇。Psalm
19, verse 1.
十九篇的第一节。Psalm
19, verse 1.
十九篇，诗篇十九篇第一节。The
heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork.
十九篇第一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
Right, the Bible tells us that the heavens, this natural world, this creation, it declares the fingerprints, the handiwork of God.
那这边提到说诸天呢，就是这个宇宙来述说神的荣耀，述说神创造的作为。
So even though we may not be able to see God, the creation itself declares that he exists.
那虽然我们不能够看见亲眼看见神，但是神的创造呢，创造物呢，却来宣扬它。So
when you look at the universe, there's so many evidences that there must have been a creator, a designer.
我们看这个宇宙呢，有多少的证据来说明一定是有一个创造者的存在。
Recently, there are many scientists that have discovered that there's so many various constants. Physical constants, fundamental constants in the laws of physics, that if they were just tweaked a little bit higher or lower, there's no way that life could exist.
那现在科学家发现呢，在这个构造中呢，这个有很多的这种元素呢，如果说把它改变呢，就人就不能存在了。
For example, I believe we all are familiar with the force of gravity.
那我相信大家都很熟悉地心引力。Right,
when you calculate the force of gravity, there's a constant that you have to multiply the mass and the there's a formula, right?
那我们在这个计算地心引力的时候是有一个定律的。But
part of this formula is a constant that is usually denoted by capital G.
那有一个元素呢，是通常用这个。 英文字母的G来代表。And
this constant is something that has now been measured and calculated to a very fine precision.
那这个定律呢，这个元素呢，是很精确的。
This is something that just exists by nature. It's not like it really depended on anything.
那这是自然界自然存在的，而不是什么办法来使它产生。
But according to scientists' understanding now, if this constant was tweaked just by one part in 10 to the 40th power, then life will not be able to exist.
那根据这个科学家他们现在的计算，如果这个定律呢，这个元素呢，稍微的改变一点点呢，那就不能够存在了。
Our body has approximately 10 to the 20th number of cells.
那我们这个体, 我们的身体呢有很多的这个
细胞 10 to the 20th, 就是 so it's like one followed by 20 zeros,
那就是一跟着后面有20个零的那么多的细胞。
So, now what I just mentioned before was if that physical constant was just off by one followed by 40 zeros, then this whole universe could not support life.
那如果说我们的细胞有一，
不是细胞，那个 gravity constant。
哦，如果我们的那个引那个地心引力呢是一后面跟随40个零的话呢，这个地球就不能存在。
This is just to give you a sense of scale of how finely tuned you can see this universe is for life.
那我们可以看到这个宇宙呢，生命的存在呢，是多么的精确。
I think for anyone who is older than 20, back you know, in the old days when you were trying to listen to the radio, there was a dial you had to turn.
那我们在古比较早之前呢，如果要听这个收音机的话
，You had to turn a dial.
对。
You had to turn a knob.
哦，你必须要那个转这个收音机的这个这个头。
And so if you're trying to hear a particular radio station, if you go a little bit past that frequency, then it's going to be all static, right?
那我们在转这个收音机的这个按钮呢，就是要听这个收音机。如果我们转过头的话呢，我们就听不到了。
So a little to the left, a little to the right, and you're going to hear nothing.
那不管是转超过或是还不到呢，我们都听不到这个收音机的频率。
And so you have to tune it just right, and then you can listen to the station, to the song, or whatever.
那必须要转得刚刚好呢，这样我们才可以听到这个广播电台的音乐。
And so in the same way, a lot of these physical constants, fundamental constants in nature, scientists are discovering more and more that all these are so finely tuned to allow life to exist.
那科学家呢也发现呢，这个世界上呢有很多东西呢是刚好这样子准确的制造呢，那才可以让生命的存在。
And these all point that God exists, that there's a creator there.
那就是证明说一定是有个造物者的存在。
That our heavenly Father is has created us and is looking over us.
那我们的天父创造了我们，并且在看顾我们。
There's a famous physicist called Stephen Hawking.
那有一个很出名的物理学家 Stephen Hawking.
He is, I think you probably know him because he's often in a wheelchair and he speaks through a computer.
那他是坐轮椅的，他用这个电脑来讲话。
And in one of his books, he said that the remarkable fact is that the values of these numbers seem to have been very finely adjusted to make possible the development of life.
那他曾经说过呢，这些数字呢似乎是这样子的准确呢，让生命能够存在。
And then he goes on to say, for example, if the electric charge of the electron had only been slightly different, stars would have been unable to burn hydrogen and helium.
他说这个电流呢，如果说是
slightly different,
有一点点不一样的话，就没有。
Stars cannot burn hydrogen or helium. Yeah.
就
so the stars, they're burning gases, right, of hydrogen and helium. They would not be able to exist.
那这个星球呢就没有办法来存在。
And of course, we know that our nearest star is the sun, and life comes from the sun. You can see.
那我们最近，我们知道我们最靠近的是太阳。那我们的生命的能源也是从太阳来的。
And so Stephen Hawking also continues to say, it seems clear that there are relatively few ranges of values for the numbers that would allow for the development of any form of intelligent life.
还有继续的说，这个。
There's only a special range of values that life could exist.
人生命能够存在呢，只有在某些数值之内。
Right. So, basic point. Of course, some of this might have been very technical, but my basic point here is that this world shows so much evidence that there is a creator.
那我所要强调的，我所要讲的就是说，这个世界上充满了各样的证据，证明说有存创造者的存在。
Before we just mentioned gravity and some electric charges. Right?
那我们刚才提到的是地心引力，还有电流。
Right, but actually, if you look at some of this research, there's hundreds of constants and ratios that if things were just slightly off, this world would not be able to exist.
那实际上，这个宇宙中充满了各样的因素，还有这个比例呢？只要稍微的改变呢，很多东西就不能够存在。
So, that's why in Romans it tells us that no one is without excuse.
所以在罗马书才讲说，人不能够有理由、有借口。
Right, that God's invisible attributes are clearly revealed through His creation.
那神的神性和本能呢，实在借着所创造的东西呢，创造物呢，就把它显明出来了。
So in His creation, we see His almighty power, His wonderful wisdom.
那我们从他的创造呢，就看到神的全能。
So this is one aspect that we can, I think it's very reasonable to conclude that this Heavenly Father does exist.
所以我想这是很合理的，能让我们明白说天父神是存在的。
Another aspect that we can think about is about morality.
那另外我们可以来想的就是道德。
The existence of morality also points that God exists.
那我们会有道德呢，也是代表说神的存在。
Because the alternative, right now, you can see is very, very common for people to not believe in God, and they would say that, you know, life started from these primordial cells, and then basically evolved into today after billions of years.
那今天有很多人不信神呢，他们认为人是从这个简单的这个原子这样子分裂然后造成的。
Right, so of course, over billions of years is what they say.
经过数十亿年。
And so, basically, from this point of view, human beings are not that much special compared to other living organisms.
那如果说以这个观点来看呢，人类跟其他的东西呢比较呢就没有什么特别的。
Right? Because we are all just products of a blind evolutionary process.
因为我们都是这种进化路中的一个产物。
And from this point of view, all behaviors, they are inherently amoral. There's no right or wrong in it. Right?
所以这样子来讲的话，所有的这个就没有什么说是对的或错的。
Right? Because all behaviors that we do then is just basically for our survival.
因为我们所作所为的就是来生存而已。
And so, for the sake of survival, if I do this, it doesn't matter if we view it, if somebody calls it right or somebody calls it wrong, it's so that this species can survive.
那如果只是一个为了生存来讲的话，那就没有所谓的对或是错。
But so the thing though is our human life, when we interact with this world, when we interact with other fellow human beings, that's not the way things are. Right?
但是我们以人相处的时候，我们在生活中，我们并不是这样子的。
Right? If somebody steals from you, you deeply feel a deep injustice.
那如果说有人偷你东西呢，你会觉得说很不公义。
If somebody hurts you, intentionally makes you suffer, we feel angry, mad.
那如果说有人来伤害你的话，我们会很生气。
If somebody were to try to kill you to eat your meat, to eat your body, we also would try to run away. Right?
那如果有人想要杀你来吃你的肉，你当然会要逃走。
But actually, a lot of these type of things, it happens in the animal kingdom.
但是这一类的事情都是在动物界发生的。
But in the animal world, it's just instinct. It's just their nature.
但是在动物界呢，这只是他们的本能，他们的自。
So there's all sorts of, basically from a human point of view, evil things that goes on in the animal kingdom.
所以我们从人的观点来说，动物界呢有很多这恶事。
Right. For example, some of these are okay. Let's mention some of the tamer ones, right? For example, cats. Right?
譬如说猫。
Cats actually sometimes they eat their own kittens.
那猫呢，有时候会吃他们的小猫。
One time, this was like 2 years ago, I was in Africa.
在两年前呢，那时我在非洲。
And one evening we went to this village and we were sharing the gospel, or we were not sharing the gospel, but we were having fellowship with some of our members there.
我们到一个村庄去跟我们的信徒一起团契。
And then there was a cat that kept rubbing her belly against our legs.
那有一只猫呢，它一直在我们的脚旁边在摩擦它的肚子。
We thought that she was very friendly.
我们以为它是一只很一个很善良可亲的小猫。
But anyway, the next morning, we realized, oh, she gave birth the night before.
那第二天呢，我们才知道说她前一天晚上呢生了一些小猫。
And the thing was that she was underneath my bed that evening, so and I heard all these noises and I didn't know what they were. But then the next morning, I realized, oh, all these little kittens.
那他其实他是在我的床底下呢，我在晚上的时候听到一些噪音呢，我不知道是什么，后来才知道原来是他生小猫。
Anyway, one of the local Kenyan brothers, he was telling us that cats they eat their kittens.
但是有一个弟兄，当地的弟兄告诉我说呢，猫会吃他们的小猫。
And I couldn't believe him. I didn't know this.
那我不。我当时是不相信的。
But then he told me, that's why you rarely see any cats that are handicapped, that are like, cannot walk or have any defects.
他说，你注意看呢，你很少看到猫呢有残障的。
Right, because somehow the mothers, they can either smell or can detect like various defects, and if they detect it, they'll eat the kitten within a few days of their birth.
那因为似乎是母猫呢，它能够来察觉呢，可能是靠着嗅觉还怎么样来分辨出哪只猫有残障呢，有缺陷呢，然后在几天之内就把它给吃掉。
So you see in the cats and other animals like chimpanzees too, they practice infanticide. They kill their own babies.
那所以在猫或是甚至猩猩呢，都有这样子的。
Now imagine there was a culture in among human beings that did this.
那我们来想象，如果人有这样子的文化。
In fact, history, according to history, we actually see there were cultures that did this. Right?
那我们在历史上实际上也看到过。
But we could see that was wrong, right? That for human beings to kill their own children.
那我们知道，对人类来讲呢？杀自己的小孩，这是错误的。
Right, because this is a human life here. It's precious.
因为这是一个人的生命，这是很宝贝的。
But if we were all just, if there was no God,
如果说没有神的话
right, again, then this, if there was a culture that practiced this, it wouldn't be wrong. It's just what people, what animals do, what living organisms do. Right?
那如果说有人一个文化呢是这样子做的话，那没有神的话，那跟动物界就一样的，没有什么不对的。
There are species of ants that enslave other ants.
那在这个蚂蚁的这个族群中呢，他们有时候会来把其他的蚂蚁当做他们的奴隶。
This is so one type of species of ants will steal the eggs of another species of ants.
就是有一种。蚂蚁的种类呢，他们会来偷另外一种蚂蚁的蛋。
And so when the eggs are hatched in this other ant's colony, they're basically treated as slaves to do the work for that master ant colony.
当这些被偷的蛋孵出来以后呢，就成为这一个族类的这一种蚂蚁的奴隶。
Right. So we know that several hundreds of years ago, there was a very common slave trade, slave labor in Europe and also in the Western Hemisphere.
那在这个几百年前呢，在欧洲还有西半球呢，奴隶制度是盛行的。
Right. And we know that this is wrong. This is not. This is we should not treat fellow human beings like this.
但是我们知道这是错误的，我们应该对其他人、对别的人种这样子。
Right. Imagine if we were treated like that by somebody.
如果想想看，如果我们被人当作奴隶的话，
we know that there's an inherent evil in that, right?
那我们知道这是邪恶的。
But if we were just blind products of evolution, that feeling that you have doesn't mean anything, because that's what happens in the animal world.
那如果说我们只是这个进化论中的产物的话呢，那么这就是动物界的行为，没什么可恶的。
So our human experience is that we are able to judge what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is evil.
但是我们人呢，却能够来判断什么是对的，什么是错的，什么是恶的，什么是好的。
And this is very consistent with what Scripture tells us about our human origins.
那这就跟这个圣经告诉我们人类的起源呢是有关的。
Because the Bible tells us that we are the special creation of God.
因为圣经告诉我们说我们人类呢是神特别的创造。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1.
我们请翻开创世纪的第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 26 and 27.
创世纪的第一章的26、27。
Actually, let's start with verse 25. Yeah.
那我们请读25节开始。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 25.
创世纪一章二十五节。
And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26.
26.
Then God said, Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creepy thing that creeps on the earth. Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.
Right. So, 25. Okay, 你是神造出野兽，各种蹄类，牲畜，各种蹄类，地上一切昆虫，各种蹄类。神看着是好的。26，神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上牲畜和田地，并地上所爬一切昆虫。27，神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造人造女。
This is talking about the sixth day of creation.
这是圣经提到第六日神的创造。
And so on this day, God created all types of animals that were on this ground, on the earth, land creatures.
那在这一天呢，神造了一切地上的走兽。
Right? But then after he created that, he said, "Let us make man in our image."
那接着呢，他说神照自己的形象来造人。
So you can see that mankind was the special creation. It was man was created with a purpose.
那我们可以看出人类是神特别的创造，神创造人是有他的目的。
One of the purpose is for mankind to have dominion over all the other animals.
那有一个目的呢，就是要让人来管理地上所有的动物。
And another thing that was special is that the way that humankind was created.
那另外一个特别的是人是怎么样的创造。
Because he was created in the image and likeness of God.
因为他是照着神的形象来造的。
According to Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, right? Mankind was formed from the dust.
那根据创世纪第二章的第七节说，神是用地上的尘土来造人。
So here, God Himself formed man Himself. It was, again, mankind is His special creation.
那这里神亲自用尘土来造人是很特别的。
Right. And then He breathed into His nostrils and became a living being.
那神把生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
And this is, mankind was created in the image and likeness of God.
那所以人是照着神的形象来造的。
Now this God that we've been talking about, this Heavenly Father, He is invisible. He is spirit.
那神我们所讲的天父呢，他是看不见的，他是一个灵。
So when the Bible talks about God's image and His likeness, it's more talking about His spiritual likeness, His spiritual image.
那这个圣经上讲到神的形象呢，主要是讲他的灵的形象。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书四章。
Verse 24.
以弗所书四章的二十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24.
以弗所书四章二十四节。
And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God, in true righteousness and holiness.
二十四节，并且穿上新人，这新人是照着神的形象造的，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
Right. This may take some time to explain this verse, but basically, the image of God can refer to his character, his righteousness, his holiness.
那可能要花点时间来解释这一节，但是基本上呢，就是说神的形象呢，指的是他的个他的特征呢，他的特性呢，是真理的仁义和圣洁。
Yeah, God is spirit. He's not a physical being. So the image of that we're created in God's image is less about our physical likeness and more about what's inside us, the spiritual likeness that we have.
所以讲到说人按照神的形象呢，可能比较少指的是说人在外表的特征是怎么样，而是指我们内心里面是什么样。
And this can specifically refer to the moral nature that we have, the conscience that we all have.
那可能特别可以指的就是我们里面的这种道德，我们的良心。
Right, God created us in His image and likeness, telling us that we have this amazing ability to know and judge what is good, what is right, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing.
所以我们人可以分辨出善恶，可以分辨是非。
The animal kingdom does not do that.
那在动物呢？他们不这样子做。
And they will continue to behave according to their instinct.
那他们会按照他们的本能。
But for our human beings, you can see, for all of our history, you can see our society, we have laws, we have customs, and all of this reflects our moral nature.
那我们从人类的历史来看，我们有立法，我们有各样的风俗呢，这就来显示我们有这种道德观念。
So again, no one can make an excuse to say that God does not exist.
所以没有人可以来借口说神不存在。
That actually the morality that we all have, it actually points to that God has created us.
那我们既然有这种伦理道德观念呢，更加的证实说神创造了我们。
Sometimes when I had conversations with some of my friends in college and graduate school, they would say that I cannot believe in God because there's so much suffering and evil in this world.
那有时候我跟我的同学呢，在大学或研究所的时候聊天的时候，他们说我没有办法相信神，因为在社会上充满了各样邪恶的事。
Of course, I also cannot explain all of the evils that are in this world, the suffering that's in this world.
那当然我没有办法来解明这个世界上的这些邪恶和受苦的事。
But one thing I would say is that actually, your clear sense of suffering and evil actually points that God exists.
但是我想要说的是，你既然会感觉到这个世界有这种邪恶，还有受苦呢，苦难呢，更加证明说你感受到有神的存在。
Right? Because you have a sense of justice, you have a sense of goodness, of righteousness, fairness.
因为你有这种公义这种公平的这种观念。
This cannot, how do you explain the origin of these things from a purely evolutionary point of view?
那你怎么样以这个进化论来解释你会有这样子的观念呢？
Where is the sense of goodness, righteousness, justice in the animal kingdom?
那我们在动物界中怎么可以找出这种公平公义呢？
Right. Spiders, they give birth and then the female eats the male.
那像譬如说蜘蛛呢，有的蜘蛛呢，它母蜘蛛生小孩以后就把这个雄蜘蛛给吃了。
Where's the justice in that, right?
那这有什么公平呢？
But anyway, my point here is that the morality that we all know that lives within us, that's in us, it points to a creator, to our heavenly Father.
那我们知道我们内心呢都会有这种道德观念呢，更加指明呢。有一个创造者。
So from creation and also from morality, it points that our Heavenly Father truly does exist. It's reasonable to believe that He does exist.
所以从这个创造跟这个我们人的这种是非道德观念呢，我们知道可以合理的推算说神是存在的。
And so I think the Heavenly Father is not just something theoretical.
那这个天赋呢，并不是一个神学理论而已。
We can also talk about experience.
我们也可以来谈我们的经验。
We can experience this heavenly Father.
我们可以来经历这个天赋的存在。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 17.
我们来翻开《使徒行传》十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Acts chapter 17.
使徒行传十七章。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
Acts chapter 17, verse 26.
使徒行传十七章二十六节。
And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings. Verse 27.
27.
So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him, though he is not far.From each one of us.
二十六，他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们的灵线和所住的疆界。二七，要叫他们寻求神，或者可以揣摩而得。其实他离我们个人不远。
So here there was a worker called Paul. He was also trying to introduce this true God, this heavenly Father, to the people of Athens.
那在这里有一个工人呢，他叫保罗呢，他想要来。证明向雅典的人证明说有神的存在。
And he also in verse 27 tells us, actually, this God, this heavenly Father, he's not far from everyone, from each one of us.
那他在二七节提到说，这个神呢，其实他离我们个人不远。
So, not only can you theoretically understand that God exists, you can also touch and interact with him.
那所以不只是说在理论上我们可以觉得知道说有神的存在，其实我们可以跟他来交往。
And he also is willing to interact with us.
那他也愿意与我们来交往。
And so through this interaction, we can clearly sense his existence, even though we may not directly see him.
所以在这种交往互动中，我们可以感受到神的存在，纵使我们没有说亲眼亲自看见他。
How did the gospel come to my family?
那这个福音怎么样传到我家呢？
It was my grandmother who first came to our True Jesus Church.
是从我的外祖母开始。
我奶奶。
我奶奶开始呢，到真耶稣教会。
And at the time, she was living.Diagonally across from our True Jesus Church in Tainan, Taiwan.
那个时候呢，我奶奶的家呢就在台南市呢，我们真耶稣教会的斜对面。
And so, because of the proximity, she started to go there and attend services.
那因为近呢，所以她就开始参加聚会。
And as she was learning more about the Bible, about the basic doctrines, then she realized.The True Jesus Church, they are preaching the true gospel.
那开始他明白这个道理还有圣经以后，他就知道说真耶稣教会传的是真理。
Now, while she was still seeking for the truth, one evening, my father, which is her son, he had an asthma attack.
那当他还在追求道理在慕道的时候呢，我的父亲呢，就是我奶奶的儿子呢，有一晚他气喘病发作。
My father was only 5 years old at the time.
那个时候我的父亲只有五岁。
And then my grandmother took him and was praying for him.
那我母亲呢就抱我的祖母呢就抱着他呢为他祷告。
And so through the prayer, she then heard a voice from God.
那在祷告的时候，她听到神的声音。
The Heavenly Father spoke to her.
那天上的父呢，对他讲话。
And he told her, this child's sickness is healed.
他告诉他呢，说这个孩子的病已经得了医治了。
And so after that prayer, she got up, and indeed, the asthma attack was gone. And from that point onward, my dad did not suffer from asthma attacks again.
那真的呢，在他祷告结束以后呢，这个孩子的气喘病就止了，而且从此以后就没有再发作了。
So,God is someone that can be experienced for ourselves.
所以神是我们自己可以来体验的。
So you can see that the faith came to my grandmother. My father also grew up in the church. I grew up in the church too.
那所以我的母亲、我的祖母开始信，然后我的父亲还有我都是在教会长大。
And for myself, how did I come to understand and meet this Heavenly Father is also through experience too.
那我自己呢，怎么样来认识这个真神呢？天上的父呢，也是经由我的体验。
And I think a very key to my own journey of faith was when I was a teenager.
那对我来讲，一个关键呢，就是在我青少年的时候。
Because when I was around 16, 17, that was when I, at that time, I wasn't really that serious when I went to church.
那我16, 7岁的时候，我虽然上教会呢，并不是挺认真的。
And it was just something that was we did out of habit. For me, it was just something like that we did. It was a formality.
那对我来讲呢，有时候是好像是习惯性的。
But it was at that time too that I started to have these experiences in the spiritual world.
但是在那个时候呢，我开始对于灵界呢有一些体验。
And actually, it was the evil kind.
那实际上是一个邪恶的。
But so in the evening time, I would be attacked by Satan.
因为在晚上呢，我会受到这个撒旦的骚扰。
But then when I cast out or I prayed in the Jesus' name and I said Hallelujah or I cast out the presence in the name of Jesus, then the presence would go away.
但是呢，我祷告呢，奉主耶稣圣名来赶鬼的话呢，这个撒旦。这个魔鬼呢就会离开。
So I remember like one of the key realizations I had when those experiences just started was, wow, if Satan exists, then God surely exists.
那当时我一个很深刻的感受就是，如果说撒旦存在的话，那么神真的一定是存在的。
So you could say that up until that point in my life, a lot of the things I learned in church about from the Bible, it was, I guess, mostly theoretical, right?
因为在这之前呢，很多我在这个教会在圣经上所学的很多，对我来讲是理论。
But then at that point, that was when I started to really understand and see how God can help me in my difficulty, in my spiritual difficulties.
那在那个时候，我才真切的明白说，神怎么样在我这个灵界的这种困难的时候，他能够来帮助我。
And that our Heavenly Father could take care of us and free us.
那我们的天父能够来帮忙照顾我们
so,
来释放我们
You can see from what I've shared this evening
那我今天晚上的分享
This world has the very clear appearance of design
那这个世界呢真的是有一个很清楚的是有人是有设计的
right, I mean just look at the DNA molecule right?
那我们来看我们人的这个原子构造 DNA
right. It's a double helix shape
Right.
It just looks like somebody designed it. Is it not?
是经过设计的。
Right. So is it not reasonable to conclude there is a creator, there is a designer?
是不是这样很合理的可以来推想说真的是有一个创造者呢?
We talked about how we all have this moral code within us.
那我们也谈到说我们人都有是非道德的观念。
In this whole world, we see there's also many moral codes codes of law and these things that are in this world.
那我们在世界上也看到有很多的法律。
Right. For all of these laws, there was a lawgiver. There was a moral lawgiver that made that conclusion, that made that rule.
那我们看到法律呢，都是有人有经过这种道德的判断而来设立的。
And so for the morality that exists within us, is it not reasonable to conclude that there is a greater moral lawgiver, our Heavenly Father?
那我们既然人本身就具有这种是非道德观念，是我们可以也合理的来推算说是有一个有这个道德的神。
And then finally, we talked about interactive experiences.
那我们最后来谈到说，我们就是跟神的这种互动，我们的与神的交往。
That itself also can very clearly allowed us to know that God exists.
那借我们与神的互动交往中，我们也可以确实明白说神的存在。
Because clearly somebody interacted with us. Clearly somebody gave us that experience.
因为确实是有某样的事例呢，让我们有这样子的体验。
So I hope that tonight's message can help us to understand that truly it's reasonable to conclude this God exists, this Heavenly Father exists.
所以我希望今天晚上呢，能够帮助大家呢，合理的来推断说神的存在， 天父的存在。
That he created us and he's also looking out for us. He loves us.
他创造了我们，他也照顾我们。
Tomorrow we'll continue talking about this Heavenly Father.
明天我们要继续来讨论我们天上的父。
And we'll talk about his great love for us.
我们来讨论他的大爱。
But we'll conclude tonight's message at this right now. Yeah.
那我们今天晚上结束我们的讨论。
Let's now sing hymn number 155.
我们请唱诗155首。
Hymn 155.
155.